Well, hello. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, joining you after a little bit of a vacation for the holidays. I hope, I pray that your holidays were wonderful as mine. And I sincerely pray that you'll have a magnificent new life in this new year, and that this new life for all of us will be associated with a great opening of our hearts, because that's the only thing that I can think of that's going to get us out of this mess this planet's in. Welcome to the Insight Hour. We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific and midnight on the East Coast. In Hawaii, where we are now, it's 7 o'clock. And I'm with Sherry Kane,
investigative journalist. Hello, everybody. Hope you had a great new year, and we're happy to be back here.
Yay!
Yay!
Did you have a nice vacation?
Yes, I did. I had a really nice vacation.
You did?
Yeah, I took some time off for my very busy schedule, and I did things that I wanted to do.
No work at all?
No, of course I can't stop working. I just, instead of working 12 hours a day, I worked 8 hours a day.
what were you working on over the holidays?
Well, I was like working on the forward to your book.
What is that about?
The book of 528, Key of Prosperity.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So, folks, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm here with Sherry Kane, who's an investigative journalist. And Sherry, tell the truth. Were you on ABC News National over the last couple weeks?
Yes, I was. I actually was with a group of other people that came from We Are Change Hawaii. It's a local cable show on the Big Island of Hawaii, and we went out to do an opening for a segment of the show, and we wanted to use the area where Obama was vacationing as the backdrop. And it turned into a whole fiasco. Next thing we knew, we had Secret Service following us, and I even said it was really exciting.
Yeah, exciting vacation you had.
And so the Secret Service was following us, which I was like, wow, you know, because like, I call them the top guards, you know, the top guards are following us. We're the most harmful people in the world at that moment.
You know,
the scariest people anybody can imagine. And so finally they stopped us, and then the next thing you knew, they ripped a camera out of the photojournalist's hand, and it scraped her hand. It cut her finger. The cop went into the car, grabbed it, said, "Don't you shoot me with that camera." Grabbed the camera out of her hand, and next thing you know, her hand was bleeding, and then it became a news story, a national news story. And
interesting. You can't stay out of trouble even during a holiday. Yeah. So anyway, welcome to the Insight Hour, folks. We're brought to you weekly by some wonderful people. HealthyWorldStore.com is who pays our bills. Everybody needs sponsors, and I've been privileged to work with Healthy World Store staff for about, going over a dozen years now. And I want to thank all of you listening for all the support that you've given us over the years, the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs that I mentioned on the Insight Hour, and when I'm speaking, and we're going to have to tell folks about where I'm going to be speaking next, too, Sherry.
Oh, yes, but and then Healthy World Affiliates. If you haven't signed up with Healthy World Affiliates, that's your way to partner with us. It's a co-op opportunity where it's completely free. You get a free website, and you get a website URL, which is a clone of our website, and you get this turnkey business, and at the same time, you can make money, help save lives, turn people onto alternatives, and
deliver the greatest news on the planet, because that's what we're delivering, not just the bad news about NSA, National Security Agencies following you, and the rest of the We Are Change reporters, right? But also the wonderful news that we're celebrating about 528 and the 528 Love Revolution. And folks, if you haven't visited I-528 Tunes yet, please do so. You just remember the frequencies that you're taking in via the radio have been set by the Rockefellers, who have brought you the general economic collapse along with the Rothschild families of Europe, the banksters, we call them. And the bottom line is, if you're not particularly happy with the state of geopolitics and economics on the planet today, you might want to look at the only hope for humanity and civilization's evolution into optimal prosperity in all ways literally means a spiritual renaissance. There's no question that that's what's needed. There's no question that that's what's happening. So we celebrate here on the Insight Hour this concept that we are becoming who we ultimately really are, instead of the deception, the model-driven, celebrity, series that you watch on mainstream media delivers a model of what the American dream is and what you think this world is about, and that ain't it. It's literally something far more magnificent, far more simple than it's made out to be in science, and it deals mostly with that love, that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart, which is 528 hertz frequency.
Well, you can read about that actually on love528.com. There's a lot of information in case you're not familiar with this frequency, this mysterious love frequency of 528. Go to love528.com. You can get information there. It's a great site. Now, you know, talking about love and 528 and where our planet's going right now, it seems lots of people are looking at the news today and it looks really dismal. You're hearing about these birds
and fish
dying,
coming up dead, yeah,
flying
horrible.
Out of the heavens, coming down to the ground. And, you know, if you did some research on it out there, people, you know why it's happening. They let out poisonous gases called phosgene. These poisonous gases, basically what they're doing to these birds is they're causing internal bleeding. They're causing their lungs to collapse.
Respiratory ailments.
Exactly.
Hideous intoxication.
And it's testing for what they're going to do to us, which is the scary part. So what we can do, the only difference we can make out there, because we can't fend ourselves from the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, not with the power that they have. The
well,
only
the
thing
spirit,
we can do...
I think it's with the spirit.
But the only thing that we can do is get this frequency, the 528 frequency out there.
That's true.
Because there
exactly
is nothing
right.
else that can, there's no money that can stop these people. They already have more money
no.
than anybody.
We're playing out the book of Revelation, the end times. You know, this is the great spiritual battle, and it talks about in Revelation 14:18 about 144,000 of us, that is loving, simple, humble servants of the great, glorious Creator, who join his brothers and sisters from a divine family and sing together a new song that implies music. We're heralding the key to the house of David. We're asking for everyone who has a consideration, concern, objection, or consideration about this statement, the key, that's a musical note, to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. These are the spiritual portals, primarily to your heart. We need a love revolution, folks. You know it. I know it. That's the only salvation. It's the only way out of this mess. Mm. We're engaged in a physical illusion and deception, and we know it's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It is spiritual warfare. And so for us to engage spirituality, we've got to engage energy. And the whole concept that, like Nikola Tesla and the greatest geniuses of all time, including Da Vinci, the musical mathematics and frequency dynamics of spirituality can and shall set us free.
And you answered a good question people might have out there is, how do we get that frequency out there? We do it, number one, is through music.
Music. Hallelujah for music.
Exactly. So play that 528 music out there and basically spread the frequency to everybody else.
And I know that sounds like a simple solution, but you know what? Think about this. I ask several people this all the time. If you were God and you had a choice to make things simple or hard, what would you do?
Well, I always thought the simplest things are the easiest things
simple.
To do, and that's really what the Creator wants. The Creator is very simple. There's nothing complex about anything. It's always right there in front of us.
Like a green grass that grows full of chlorophyll, which is vibrating at 528 hertz frequency color and has the sacred geometry of 528 hertz frequency in mathematics fundamentally. That is the sacred geometry of a hexagon, the sacred geometry, in fact, of a circle. 360 degrees comes from 528. Folks, that's the reason why there are exactly 5,280 feet in a measured mile. 528, add the zero, there's your mile. So that's the fundamental understanding that we've been blessed with in Revelation, because, you know, the Creator has a contract with us who love the Creator and have faith in the Creator. There's a contract, a written contract, covenant, like the ark of a covenant. The ark, archery, arch, the ark, A-R-C, which is also the A-R-K, that we can literally basically survive by, thrive by, the understanding of the musical mathematics that shall set us free, that we are literally manifestations of that divine music pouring out from the heavens. The kingdom of heaven is near, Jesus said. It's right here. It's right now. It's in you. It surrounds you. breathe it in. Inspire yourself through that electron of energy that's beaming with 528 frequency from the sun. The sound of the sun has been measured now, harmonic to 528. Of course it would be.
I believe that. You know, and I know a lot of people out there are asking, well, what is this 528, and how do I get to the 528 as far as listening to the music? Is that going to just open my heart? What about unconditional love? When we want to go to the point of unconditional love, how do we get to that point? Because, you know, there's some things that others can do to us in our life that can kind of distract us from this unconditional love and really put a damper on things. So how do we get beyond the human nature that we all have of the emotions that come forth when somebody hurts us or harms us and these feelings that come there? How do we just go on and have that unconditional love?
Beautiful answer. You sing. You literally do what the world's leading vocalists do. They put their focus of attention and praise to the Creator, literally. The best singers come from their hearts, not their heads.
Okay, to get to the point of being this best singer and not wanting to feel the suppression that others will feel, like some people are embarrassed to sing, you know, they hear
people. Yeah.
Don't
you can
sing.
Go into a room. No, but seriously, it's a metaphor, Sherry. I'm speaking about the concept of what it is that makes the most talented vocalist be in tune with the Creator, resonant in harmony with the most divine frequency that comes out of their vocal cords, moved by the breath in the lung region, which then is over and next to, adjacent the heart. So if you speak to really top vocalists, like Sean, for example, who's
right.
a good friend of
but
yours.
But he's practiced many years to get to be a top vocalist.
Yeah, that's true. I know there's a lot of people intimidated by
exactly.
a lot of things. But what is intimidation? It's fear. Where is fear processed in your psyche for sure? Think about fear. It's processed in your head. You worry, you think about what you did wrong, you think about what you're going to do wrong. You basically are engaged now in the ego mechanism of the mind. But the fear is literally suppressing the heart,
right.
the
but
love,
it also comes
the joy.
From what other people think of you. If you start to sing and someone says don't, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening and say, gosh, I tried to sing and someone told me I couldn't sing and I didn't even want to open my mouth again.
Well, that's early childhood trauma. So much of us. I mean, who is not told that they're not either fat or ugly or stupid or this or that or they have all these problems?
And why do people tell them these things?
Because
the people
likewise,
that are saying it are...
Because they're engaged. Look, we're all dumb. We're all sick in that way. We
right.
have all been part of this culture. This is the Illuminati has directed the mass manipulation of the mass mind for population control. And the control engages the mainstream media. Parents,
exactly.
teachers, peers, and the media is far more powerful than any of those
so these
in
media.
Directing. So we have bought into a deception, first
right.
of all, about who we are. You're not a human being. You're a superhuman being. Except now you think you're a human being because you simply have been dumbed down and separated from the spirituality within us. I mean, we have religion. You know, the legions of Rhea, Rhea Legion,
mm-hmm.
that is a pagan goddess that's directing all these people into not the way that Jesus preached.
Right.
You know, there's all this dogma and doctrine. It's mm-hmm. like what Jesus said. Beware of the traditions of men that make the word to no avail.
Mm-hmm.
The words, the truth, the law does not apply when you're engaged in a gross deception and illusion about who you think you are, who you are not. You're not. We're not these dumbed-down, mind-controlled, you know, peons that can be simply terminated at the will of the Rockefeller Rothschild gang.
And these doctrines, religions, these corporate. I call them corporate religions because that's what they all are. Corporations now. You have these corporate religions that are basically. They're putting their own agenda in their Bibles, and you read them, and their whole thing is based on the way they want people to think, the way they want them to be. It's not like how something when I read the New Testament, when I read it, his pastor, and I put this in the foreword as well, the pastor that had given me this Bible asked me, well, what did you think? It was the first time I'd ever read through the New Testament. And he said, well, what did you think about the New Testament? What did you get out of it? And I said, I got that Yeshua was about love. And he said, is that all you got? I said, yes, what else is there? He was expecting me to tell him about all these rules that they put in there about women and about, you know, the way the patriarchal society wants to run things. And I said, you know, that's somebody's agenda. That's man's agenda. But that wasn't Yeshua's agenda. And that's why a lot of people refuse to even look at the work of Yeshua. They refuse to go there because they say, that's religion. I don't want to go to religion. It has nothing to do with religion. His early teachings were about the way to be, the way to unconditional love, the way to treat people like your brothers, like your sisters, everyone as family. And that was the way that I believed. I mean, if I had to look at it, even Buddha teaches a similar way. All these great spiritual teachers, they have these ways. And if we just look at them and we try to copy those type of ways, even if we can't ever get there in this lifetime, hopefully we can get close.
I think we can.
We can. We
if
can
we
get
choose
close.
To, particularly.
We can. We have, walk know, on water.
And faith
and, get
and
to
prayer.
There. Right. Exactly. We may possibly be able to get there. I don't know if there's any human that has gone.
Sherry, I have faith in you. I think you can get there.
Well, I thank you so much for that. You know, but I you know, yeah, that would be a blessing, and even to get close to that, even a quarter of that would be great, to tap into that love, that unconditional love. And so...
Okay, let me ask you a question then. Mm-hmm. Just if you were to close your eyes and just see yourself in that, how would you be then that you would not be right now?
If I could do that and actually visualize it, I probably could be that. And the thing is, it's
what
hard.
A cop out! Wow,
it's the truth, though. It's the truth. That's I believe we're all work in progress. Some of us, you know, are a little further behind than others, and we're working on it. And so that's the main thing to know, that we have a goal. We see the goal. We see what this way is. I can see it. It's can I be it? And that's the whole question: is can I be it? I can see it, but can I be it? And
visualization is the forerunner to materialization, because if you think about it, God created man in his image, the vision was there. So there's hope for us.
There is. I believe that. Or else I wouldn't be in it if I didn't believe it. So I'm in the game. I'm in it to definitely get to the point of where we can accomplish what it is we're setting out to do, and that's, to become like Jesus-like, to get Christ-like, to get to that point where we can really accept and love one another as brother and sister no matter what. That's the only thing.
I have a powerful question for you. Knowing your heart as I do, what would happen if Jesus ran into the Church of Set, Michael Aquino's and his gang of the world, who are running child trafficking rings, engaged in child abuse, and worse, sexual rituals, murder, child trafficking? What would Jesus do?
He'd take out his whip and whip them.
That's what I thought you would say.
Well, he did that to the moneylenders, so... He did that to the moneylenders. I mean, you know, who knows what he would have done. I mean, I know that what he was the light, and what you're speaking of is the darkness. So, you know, the whole thought is that the darkness cannot live if there's light shown on it. When you expose the darkness as it is, and, you know, you do the 528 frequency, send it out over the airwaves, send it out through the radio, send it out through the signal.
I know, it's like the Blue Meanies in the movie Yellow Submarine.
Exactly.
They run when the Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band came back and set the instruments free and began to play and sing again.
Right, exactly. Yay. And the way to open up people's hearts, and then all this light just pours out, how can the darkness live? That's the ultimate goal. Now,
exactly.
You know, you're talking about a powerful force that's a dark side. That's powerful. If we could all be on the same page.
And folks, let me, those of you listening right now, this is so important to really get, that this is about you. Likewise, your words are powerful. In fact, it was Jesus who said, beware of every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And the judgment that you get is virtually instantaneous when you consider negativity and even harsh words strike at your own cells and tissues and genetics and all the heart you know, physiology, metabolism, everything shifts into stress, which is acidifying, which is virtually terminating. That's all the diseases, the major diseases in the world today are all acidification, results of lacking oxygen, hypoxia, as well as acidification of your body chemistry. So this is very important. What you say has an impact not only on the people that you say it to, but literally you're terminating yourself by engaging in that kind of negativity articulated. So this concept that your words are so powerful fits into this whole understanding of how we're going to get out of this mess, because we've got to declare the truths that shall set us free. If people start then to express, communicate the truths to their friends, to their family, to the shopkeeper down the street, to the taxi driver, to the plumber, to the electrician, all of these opportunities, what's going to happen is people more and more who are engaging in this cosmic regeneration, this spiritual renaissance in our hearts that is uplifting us en masse. The divine family is being called forth. That's what the book of Revelation talks about. That's what the whole revelation of 528 frequency, the key to the house of David, is all about. This concept that what you folks listening can do most powerfully is speak up, speak out, and celebrate with not just prayer, but also full faith that the person that you're going to be sharing this information with is likewise called, because you've got nothing to lose and we've got everything to gain by sharing from our hearts the great truth that we are love, that we are the manifestation of divine frequency vibrations, and that together we can change this entire planet. We can shine the light of truth by which the blue meanies run for the hills, and they literally can't come back because the sound of our love, 528, is so powerful that in order to come back, they have got to engage love instead of fear, instead of hate, instead of war and population reduction through intoxication.
Well said. That's definitely the truth. But, you know, we all have to get on the same page of what it is, what the goal is, how to get there. Because right now there's so much distraction, as I said. People are watching the news out there. How do we get those people out in the mainstream to say, hey, there's some hope? And the hope is not Barack Obama. There's some other hope out there for humankind, you know, and open up your eyes to it. There's another way. That's the message. And that's the hardest thing, you know, for anybody to actually have to do, is because the mainstream media controls everything.
Well, they control the mass mindset, yeah,
exactly.
the way we think.
And they control everything. They control the pharmaceuticals that people are taking.
Yeah.
They control the banks, everything. They're all one.
You know, and our response to the banks, our feeling of security at the banks, or the opposite, a run on the banks, like we're looking at here, this Wikipedia, WikiLeaks incident that we had a few weeks ago about Bank of America. You know, this kind of a population manipulation through mass persuasion through mainstream media, that's what it is. It's mass persuasion. They persuade you to do everything from birth to grave. Right away you get injected, infected, intoxicated through vaccinations, on through to what happens to your estate when you basically call it quits.
Right.
Where does that go? You know, they've got you from birth to grave, and the reality is that we've got to have a change of paradigm shift, engaging how nature works.
Right.
And that's what love is. Look at love. What is love, Sherry? I could say to you, look, I know love, that warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart,
mm-hmm.
based on all the things I'm looking at, is a frequency resonance.
Right.
But
it's also our connection to the Creator, our DNA.
What part of the Creator does that come from?
It comes from the heart of
the heart of the Creator.
Right.
So from the heart of the Creator right into your heart.
Mm.
It's at the heart of the rainbow.
Right.
It's at the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum.
Like strings and strands connected to the Creator's heart.
Right. Okay, so what are we really talking about here in terms of a spiritual renaissance, a 528 love revolution? What are we really saying here?
We are all one.
We are one with God.
Exactly. We all come from one.
And isn't that exactly what Jesus said.
Exactly. That's exactly what he said.
And that's what the whole New Testament was all about, right?
It was all about that.
All about that. So how do you get there?
How do you get there? That's the question. The
you
question is being open
it?
To it.
First,
being open to it. Open.
Of course.
That's your first step.
But, you know, being open to it, it comes down to the relationship of that attitude to this whole concept of what are the major, most important drives in your life. You know, here we are in the end times. 2012 is next year. For all we know, everything is going down or shifting so dramatically that we won't see a similar world after 2012, December 25th. So the question becomes, if you only had a year to live, what would you be doing with your life? What are the most important things that you would be doing? And my answer is getting my relationships right. Number one relationship, God. So if I know God loves me and that love sources from his heart, I want to make sure that I tender my heart so that I can accept fully that rare privilege of that divine inspiration, number one. I want that relationship really clear. Number two relationship is to the significant other or others in my life. So that is the values and even goals that I would set for myself in my last year of life. And I think, what do you think? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I definitely think it makes sense. I agree with you. It's can you specify what you mean by significant others, though? Clarify that.
Well,
you mean
again,
family,
your
right?
Spouse, your children.
Right, your children.
You
okay.
know, your friends.
Because your significant other is not necessarily your family, your children. The significant
could
other
be,
is
yeah,
like a spouse
it could
or
could be multiple significant others. Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's got to be significant others. But, okay.
They're significant. And they're your children. Your children.
Well, they're children. There's brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
There's husbands and wives.
Yes.
There are other significant people in people's lives, business partners.
Exactly.
But they're significant. I mean, and again, who would deserve if love is universal? Most powerful force in the universe. And folks, when you read my next book, I'm working on it now. It's called the Book of 5 to 8.
And I've been reading through it. You know, it's amazing.
It's magnificent.
It's
yeah,
just
it's really
incredible.
I'm very, very blessed.
It's unbelievable. I believe it's going to change the face of this planet.
In service to the Creator and humanity, I pray that that's the case.
Exactly. So we have to make sure that everybody knows about this book. So everybody out there, let everybody know that this book is coming out.
It's not even available yet. But
it's not available, but start talking about it, seriously, because it's incredible. It's just a book that really is going to it'll change your mind about everything. And that's what everybody needs to do. We need to change our minds about the way we think, because the way we think is what we've been programmed to think.
Yeah, I think it's an addition to changing minds or mindsets, which is vitally important. I agree.
That's what I meant, my mindset.
Totally. I totally agree with you. There is that next step, you see, the process by which, for example, master meditators or, you know, highest priests and monks would have an experience in deep meditation of having divine communion. And that experience comes from primarily the heart. You've got a vibe to that. It's a connection to the highest level of love and spirit, Holy Spirit, that exists. So that concept of us being able to disengage the mind and have this heart, full-hearted, you know, glory manifest in our bodies and emotions and in our whole spirit, and expression in the world. That's the kind of world that I think I would be most happy in. You know, I think I would be most grateful for. I would be least sad. I do understand when you read, for example, the book that I'm coming out with, the Book of 5 to 8, you'll realize that the dissonance, and we've talked about this on the Inside Hour before, the dissonance between 5 to 8 and 7, 4, 1, which is the Do, re, mi, fa, sol. Ut, re, mi, fa, sol was the original solfeggio. Ut, re, mi. Mi stands for miracles in English, miracles or mirigistorum in Latin, and it's the 528 frequency. So that's the third note of the original musical scale is 528. Then there's fa, sol. Fa is familitorum in Latin, family. So of the six original solfeggio tones, the third and the fourth, which is the heart of the entire scale, is the miracle family currently coming forth to sing a new song. And the problem with the world is that the... Well, thanks. We've got a caller coming in on line four. Max, just hold on for just a second. We'll be right with you. This concept of two notes down from the fa is so, and it means solve pollute in Latin. It means solve the pollution or problem in English. Webster says that it's a mathematical problem. And the math is that we're engaged in the music of 741 or A440 standard tuning is the equivalent. This musicians out there listening, you guys know out there, A440 standard tuning, which stimulates the ego, it stimulates the pineal gland area, this whole concept of mentalization and fear and aggravation and guilt is all centered in the egoic part of the brain, and it suppresses the heart. Now, in musicology, it's actually called the devil's tone. When you play 528, the miracle note, together with the so note, 741, you end up having the most stressful and disturbing and diseasing of all, diseasing, diseasing frequencies.
Didn't somebody actually put that out there online? They called it the solfeggio, and then they put a really horrific tone out there to try to spread the wrong
news. Some people have been doing that. Yeah, that's right. That did happen. You're right. Let's take a call. Hey, Max.
Hey, Max.
Welcome to the Inside Hour.
Hey, guys. Shalom. Love
shalom.
You guys.
Shalom.
So happy to hear you guys' voices again. And just always
thanks a lot.
Inspiring.
You know, I don't know if you could hear this, but we're in Hawaii, and, you know, when it rains in Hawaii, it's, like, massive. It's like you get about, in 15 minutes, you could get about 4 to 6 inches of rain, and we're experiencing that right at this moment.
Yeah, it's so huge. It's a huge downpour.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Max, welcome. I could barely hear you. Speak up for us, please.
Oh, right. I'll try to speak. Your beautiful hexagons, eh? They're all coming down on you. Yeah. Yeah, this is just really happy to hear you, and I'm really glad that you guys started talking about this, because my question actually had to do with what you were talking about several weeks ago now, probably about a month ago now, and you had mentioned exactly what you were just saying. People were using the 741 hertz frequency along with the 528 and then experiencing the tritone or the devil's interval. I actually teach music, and I thought you might enjoy to hear. I've been tuning all of my students to 528 at the beginning of each lesson, and they love it so much. They get such a blessing from it, and I believe that the lessons are, in fact, blessed every time that I do that. It really it brings out a special quality in it, which is absolutely fantastic. But what you were saying, okay, so this concept of having the tritone away from the 528. Now, it's interesting because as a musician, when you said that the first time, I actually took a little bit of reproach to it, just because music is all about, at least Western harmony, has to do with the creation of tension and then the resolution of that tension. And so we have the 528 frequency with the 741, and then we have this tritone. But the tritone has a practical application within music. In fact, you wouldn't have any classical music unless you had this concept of a tritone, so that it could then be resolved. So you have this
yes,
concept
I understand.
Of tension.
Beautiful.
And resolution. Which,
yeah,
if you're linking it to the devil is of the this is I found that kind of interesting, because obviously to some extent this entity that has been troubling us and creating dissonance for so long, there will be a resolution when we finally reach that will be an ultimate blessing, which will, of course, resonate throughout the universe forever, which will be...
Definitely.
Right.
Yes.
I have a question for you, Max.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the general concept that the tritone needs to be resolved so that you flow from 741 F sharp, which is the most stressing and heart-wrenching of all the frequencies that, again, folks, that's what we're listening to in modern music in the Western world. It was standardized by the Rockefeller Foundation and military researchers working with RCA and EMI and General Electric and Westinghouse. That, in fact, you can go online to medicalveritas.org, medicalveritas.org. In the new issue, actually it's a spring issue, it is the fourth article down. You could read about what I'm talking about, what Max is talking about, in terms of the institutionalization of the frequency that is harming the heart, that is spiritually suppressing.
It's a frequency that's been indoctrinated into the Western culture. It's supposed to be the frequency.
They said that it was the best, and we didn't really question it. And the fellow who sold it, by the way, to the British Standards Institute in 1939, ultimately, was Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister for the Third Reich, funded, as was eugenics, by the Rockefeller Foundation. That's racial hygiene. At the same time, they were instituting what was ultimately used by Hitler to kill millions of people during World War II. The same people engaged the research for how do you induce mass hysteria in the populations and use acoustic science for warfare. And they determined by 1938 that A440 standard tuning was not instituted yet. They said that frequency of 741, the devil's interval that we're talking about, is the best frequency. And that's why we've got music today that is not doing what Max is talking about, he experienced with his students. When you tune, a musician or a vocalist starts to sing or play in love, in 528, literally the entire universe of powerful energy from the source, the heart of the Creator, comes into not just our ears, but our whole body starts to tingle. In fact, it's actually incredibly, Max, the top researcher and top expert in the field that criticized the institutionalization of A440 hertz frequency came out and said that the A444, now that's Jesus' number, by the way. A444, 444 is Jesus' number. You can go on the internet, a lot of people are talking about that. But this concept of that was chosen by the world's leading expert who says, I don't care about A440 standard tuning. I want to have the orchestra tuned to 444, which is C528. That's the love frequency. So this concept is the resolution that you're talking about, Max. How would you think, better than you playing your music in 528, you instructing your students to play it in 528, telling other musicians around the world to play it in 528, is there any better way to accomplish the goal of having that tritone harmoniously resolved into love? Sherry, you answered the question.
You're the expert, Dr. Harris. You're writing the book.
Well, my own personal answer to it, my answer to it is, just like I said earlier, there's no better way to accomplish a critical mass and a shift of the paradigm other than sharing it with your mouth,
yeah.
Decreeing it. You know, and that's it. This is the beauty of the revelation. Again, I talked earlier about the faithful. We're under a contract. The Creator would never leave His people, never leave His people unguarded or uncared for. You know, never. Even in the book of Job, You know, Joe basically, you know, needed some lessons. We all need some lessons, and the Creator from time to time does to us what he did to Job. He pulls the protective hand away so that we can get whacked hard enough to realize what a special relationship we have, to reinstill faith and trust in Source, and then ultimately put prayer to work, the creative instruments, the lips, the labia ratum, to create, to co-create. And that's what this is about. We're co-creating a better world. So we've got to talk about it. We've got to share it. We've got to celebrate it. And the musicians speak with their instruments. So tuning to 528 is virtually like talking about 528. It's playing it and broadcasting it. And man, oh man, again, it's over for the Illuminati. I've asked the Illuminati several times already. Please, lay down your weapons of war and psychological warfare. Lay down your weapons to bring peace as a tribute to the 528 revolution.
We got to
get the love revolution.
We got to get them past the idea of how much money is that going to bring me.
Well, again, it's over. The paradigm of greed. The paradigm of greed is over.
They're already killing the dollar bill. Okay,
but,
that doesn't
know,
not exist
anymore. You know, you have to feel sorry for these poor souls who are vibing at 741. They're into egoic satisfaction.
Yeah.
And killing 6 billion people, depopulating through everything like you've been witnessing, the biologicals, the chemicals, the pollutions, the intoxications, all of these things certainly are profitable, but ultimately at the end, when you die and I die, and when even potentially if we're dealing with an alien, what good does it do these people that have accumulated so much wealth?
Ask Bill Gates. He's still working on kill. The thing is, now they have all this wealth. Now what do they do?
That's the point. Remember I said earlier the two most important things to satisfy if you only had a year to live would be your relationships, you know, so that you can have love. You can have this real sense of completion in this literally love vibration.
But there's a Lex Lutheran mentality that they carry. I mean, it's almost like it's science fiction.
It's
741.
It's exactly what Max was talking about. This is really a very important piece of the thesis that I've been advancing in the new book, the book of 528, is this concept that these guys are operating simply on a different frequency.
They are, yep.
That's fundamentally it. And their frequency, and they have abused us and controlled us by the suppression of the greatest truth, which is what we're talking about. What's love about? What's that frequency of harmony, of divinity, of 528 frequency? What is that about? And once you have that full light, it's like your Sergeant Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band, suddenly making your way back into Pepperland where the Blue Meanies have attacked, stone cold frozen the population, dumbed down mind controlled slaves, literally terminated from their love, from the blocked from the frequency vibrations that could set them free. Now we sing a new song. Now we're talking about celebrating revelation,
right?
Exactly like the book of Revelation talks about.
Here's a question that the listeners might have. Do you believe that these people that are operating at the elite that's operating at 741 frequency, do you believe they're aware of it and they're intentionally doing that? That's a question that people might have for you out there.
Yeah, it's been funny you should ask me that just about an hour before the show. That's part of the section I was writing on.
Wow.
My answer, absolutely. They knew it from the get-go because this is old truth. This is really, it predates Egypt.
Right.
This is Sumerian, even before Sumerian. This is ancient. This is the fundamental creative technology. There are only 9 numbers in the universe, 1 through 9. The concept of 0, 10 zeros are man-made. 9 numbers. So fundamentally, when you look at the perfect circle of sound frequencies, they are the 3, 6s, and 9s. They resolve to the 3, 6s, and 9s. That opens a spiritual portal. We can prove that mathematically through Marco Rodin's brilliant research. So we're working and getting confirmation from some of the world's leading experts in mathematics and physics. We've got the truth that shall set humanity free. Now, folks, I'm asking you to herald it. It's real simple stuff. For example, you talk about divine design or intelligent design. Just look at a blade of grass, for goodness sake. It's greenish yellow. Why? Because that's the color of chlorophyll that's been exclusively selected by the botanical world to be the most energizing, resonating in God's love frequency 528 from the sun. It transforms that electron energy frequency into this color green and puts off oxygen that is carrying that energy. That's what oxygen does. That's why prana, the breath of life, the ha in Hawaiian, aloha, the yod-heh-vav-heh, which literally means to breathe, is to exist. That's what the Creator's name in Hebrew means. This whole concept of bringing in this frequency vibration of 528 love in through every breath, being grateful for it, celebrate it, and praise Creator, the source, for it, and then simply tell the truth about it in the world. That's how the critical mass shall ultimately come into 528 and leave 741. That 741, literally, the standard tuning that the Rockefeller set for us, has to be and shall be phased out for us to literally have peace on Earth. It's real simple, folks. Nothing complex here. And it, for those of you who are scientists and scholars out there, your challenge and your opportunity is to study this 528 frequency and the mathematics and the sacred geometrics and the entire cosmology and the science of the mathematics that tells us the paths of the stars and how it relates so simply to the music from which we are made. That is your assignment. If you're critical out there, even those of you in the religious world and fundamentalist Christians, we still have a lot of brothers and sisters who consider themselves fundamentalist Christians, and what they are fearing is that Horowitz doesn't know what he's talking about. Your assignment is prove me wrong, because I'm working with, I'm blessed to work with some of the world's leading geniuses, and I am so grateful, because I didn't put together the math. I didn't put together a lot of this stuff. It came from people with golden hearts and brilliant minds, and I just simply am a messenger. That's it.
Well, there we go. That's the Lex Lutheran mentality that you brought up, is with the fact that they know about it. They know this frequency that they're working on, all the elite, and they're suppressing this amazing treasure, the 528 frequency, because they know that that will destroy their agenda. So if everybody knows that that's the solution.
Yeah, they need to come to love.
Come out of this.
They've got to come to love, and there's no hope for them. That's why, I mean, it's really stupid. Think about it, folks. The entire universe, we're one tiny speck in the sky, planet Earth. And we think we're so hot, and Bill Gates is so wealthy that he can control what? In the universe, he can't control squat. The reality is the universe is shifting. We are being uplifted. This whole concept, this revolution, evolution and consciousness, enlightenment, transformation, paradigm shifting into this magnificent 1,000 years of world peace that the Bible prophesies. This is happening, and there's nothing that they can do about it. And rather than you and I, or anyone listening on the Inside Hour tonight, getting involved in fear and worry about what the economy is doing, we should celebrate literally with full faith and trust, because miracles are produced, like Jesus fed 5,000 on a loaf. How do you do that? You've got to be connected to Source. You have to have the faith of a mustard seed to move mountains. That is what we're talking about here, to have the love of faith in love. Have faith in love and love the faith that you have. That's the paradigm shift within our hearts. And this whole beautiful concept that there's no way that they can withstand the powerful force of the universe's love moving through us here on Earth as it is in heaven, creating this manifestation.
Well, it's very inspirational. I'm sure everybody is really appreciating all of this out there because there is hope, and that's what people really are looking for these days, is they want to know that there is hope, there is light at the end of this dark tunnel that the mainstream media is constantly putting in our faces. Now, you have to realize also that the mainstream media's job is to also display the worst news ever in and with no hope. And the hope that they give you, you can't trust. The hope is Barack Obama. So if they're giving you the hope, then you have to question, well, tell me about this hope. You have to question this hope. So right now, they're hearing it right from you, Dr. Horowitz. They're hearing this. There is hope out there.
Oh, magnificent. We're selling, it's fabulous. And we ask you to partner with us. I've talked tonight about a number of things, particularly sharing, caring enough to share the 528 Love Revolution with people. Talk to your musicians. I'll tell you something. I saw this already over a couple years ago. I knew if we simply got to the musicians and showed them what they're doing, their calling is to share from their hearts and move audiences with their music and their voices. Gee whiz, if simply the musicians were to grasp what it is that we're talking about here, and it's not hard to do, and it's time to do it.
And if you know musicians out there, if you know any musicians, we definitely recommend that you tell them about 528, about the
528
tunes, or 528records.com.
Yeah.
Go to 528 Records. It'll take you to the same place. And sign up there as a musician, and then, basically have their music will be transposed.
And folks listening also, you should now already be going online to i528tunes.com and send your files, your MP3 files up for the digital transposition into 528. We'll take your music. It's a free service. All you have to do is you pledge to donate to the public library, and it's all operating by donation.
Donate your music.
You donate your music,
right.
And then we transpose it. The site automatically transposes it into 528, downloads it into your email. You open it up, and now you play in the frequency of love instead of the frequency of ego, fear, as well as what's happening in terms
also,
of
if you produce your music, if you tune your instruments to 528, then you don't need to transpose the music.
Well, this is the other blessing of the website. We're literally set it up to pay all of the musicians, and even the Beatles,
right.
Whoever owns currently the Beatles music should go on to i528tunes.com, transpose all the Beatles music, and then receive 60% of all the royalty, a 60% royalty on all the money donated in the website.
Exactly, because basically your music will be on the site with the other music, and people will be able to download it by donation, and if it is your original music, it's the music you created, then you will get a
10% increase off of what the highest standard royalty arrangement is in
60%.
The industry. In the music industry, they usually give 50% for sheet music and those things to the artists who created it, who own the copyright. But the bottom line we're giving is an additional 10%. So 60%, a total of 60% gets literally paid out to the people who deserve it most, the creators of that music or those works. Also, if you want to partner with us, think about Healthy World Organization. We need an alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization. We have to have reliable health care products and access to them. We need an organization to do that. We ask you to join as Healthy World Affiliates. Join up on healthyworldaffiliates.com. Maybe, Sherry, you can share a little bit more about partnering with us in that way.
Yeah, well, you need just go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. It's very simple. I explained earlier on in the show that you get a free URL, which is a copy clone of the website, our website, which
it's
is Healthy
valued
World.
At about $10,000.
Exactly.
We give you an online store so that you can succeed and prosper in all ways.
Right, and there's videos up there that'll teach you about the products. Dr. Horowitz is also going to be working on seminars that are going to be recorded. Seminars that people can download.
That's my homework. That's one of the things.
Exactly.
It's one of the things I plan to do as soon as I finish the book,
and,
which God willing. I need your prayers out there, folks. Send those angels to help me complete this work fairly rapidly because I've got additional projects that I need to get to.
And so he'll get the videos up in no time, I'm sure, this the beginning of this year sometime. We'll have it done, maybe by, I would say, March, April. And
I pray.
Let me pray. Is that being too ambitious? Or anyway, and so healthyworldaffiliates.com is a great way for you to partner with us. It's free to sign up. You don't have to pay anything. And then basically you take the URL that we're giving you, and you can post it in places like different places where people are having health issues and they're on pharmaceuticals and you want to help them get off of pharmaceuticals, or you have a website. We have banners that are available on the Healthy World Affiliate site that you can paste into your website and connect it to your Healthy World Affiliate URL. So if somebody clicks on that banner, it'll take them to your page. And you can actually personalize your page to your business or your nonprofit. So at the top of the page, it doesn't have to say, like, if, for instance, if your name is John Smith, it doesn't have to say site of John Smith. It can say site of, like, Storm Productions or whatever the name of your company is, and you can personalize that, which is a great thing. I also want to talk about Dr. Horowitz is going to be, and I are going to be at the Conscious Life Expo, and that's coming up in February. February 12th, I'll be speaking. February 11th to 13th.
Saturday, I'm speaking, right?
Exactly.
It's the 12th of February.
Saturday the 12th of February.
Los Angeles.
At 2 p.m. At the LAX Hilton, it's going to be the Conscious Life Expo. Then that same day, Saturday the 12th, there's going to be a screening of Pharma Whores, the bleeped version, and that's going to be going on at 8 p.m. And Dr. Horowitz and myself are going to be there for Q&A. So if you know, get out. If you're in the Los Angeles area, definitely come out to see us. If you're close by, it might be a short drive for you, come up and see us. It's going to be a great conference. Dr. Horowitz is going to be doing, he's going to be speaking on his new book, The 528 Key to Prosperity. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to your book out there. And
yeah, the title is The Book of 528, The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love.
Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you for clarifying
that. Well, I didn't want you to give them the wrong name of the book that hasn't even been done yet.
Well, you haven't let me see it. I had to actually.
But you wrote the foreward to it, I guess.
Yeah, I've read through
haven't
some
read
certain
it
pages of it, but right, you
I'll
really let me see the book.
Sherry just sent me the foreword to the book, folks. So I'm gonna be enjoying reading that over the next 24 hours.
I didn't want to read too much of your book. I wanted to take my feelings toward the work that I've done with you with 528 and also what I've learned with working with you in regards to 528 and also my personal experience with 528. So I really am doing a really personal take in my foreword. It's really probably nothing to do with your book. But
no, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful, wonderful.
It's it's just a personal feeling I had on a personal level, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that will relate to it. We thank you so much for joining us this evening. And,
yep, thank you, folks. We love you.
We'll be back next Tuesday, God willing, at the same time. It's 7 p.m. Hawaii time.
And
it's
9 p.m.
Pacific time.
And it's a new day for those on the East Coast. Midnight, we come to you on the East Coast on the Inside Hour on bbsradio.com. We love you. Have a wonderful week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye now.